This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Read about it in the Wall Street Journal, it's already too late.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up, down, sideways.
The only problem you're going to have is that you didn't buy more. Let me lock in that trade right now and get back to you with my secretary with an exact confirmation.
All right, it is buy or sell time. Now, I didn't want to do a buy or sell Wyoming wins today at 5 because I want to give away the picks. The picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. It's Thursday and they play, so interesting. The over-under in the Wyoming-Akron game is 47.5. Wyoming didn't score a ton of points last year, maybe until the end of the season. Are we buying or selling that Wyoming and Akron are going to combine to get that over, basically get to 48 points? Last year, Wyoming scored... I mean, they were in the teens a lot in the first portion of the season. Did score 41 against New Mexico. New Mexico was a bad defense. Akron scored 31 a couple times. 31, 38 against Kent State, 21 against Toledo. Buy or sell, we're going to see the points rolling out tonight between Wyoming and Akron. Yes, I'm buying it. I think Wyoming's offense is going to be much better.
Can't get much worse.
Well, last year they scored, 15 against Washington State, 13 against Boise State, 10 against CSU. Not good. Scored 25 against Utah State. Didn't have a lot of 20s. But it was a bad offense, Mike. I don't think it's going to be the same thing this year.
Was Russell Wilson playing for them?
It was Evan Svoboda, mostly. And then Anderson. I'm going to buy it. I think they do. I think they're going to score a lot. I think Wyoming's going to score 28 points. No? Crazy? I'm buying it. I'm buying the over-under. I'm buying the over, 47.5. Buy or sell, let's take CSU out of this because I think that's the scary matchup for Colorado State. Buy or sell, the other four teams that we talk about are all going to win this weekend. You. I'm asking you, because I can't give away. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that.
Sell.
So, who's losing?
CU.
You got CU losing to GT? Georgia Tech?
I do.
Interesting.
I see you at 6-6 or 7-5.
And that's a bad season for the Buffs then, right? In your mind.
Yeah,
I think it's a good season if they win 7.
I don't think they're going to have a great season.
Just CU? You think Air Force beats Bucknell?
I think they're going to belt Bucknell.
Bucknell? I just like saying Bucknell. I like saying it faster. It saves time.
Well, whatever it is, they're going to belt Bucknell or Bucknell.
Buy or sell, I will have more wins in my picks this year than I did last year, Mike.
I mean...
I was really good last year. I was hot. Over 40 wins, 43 against the spread. Buy or sell?
Are you doing spread?
Yeah. This is a man show. This is what we do here.
Sell.
We don't just pick winners like you do. Oh, I think the Broncos are going to win. There's no thought process into that, Mike.
Sell. There's no way you're going to be
100%.
That hot 2 years in a row.
Oh, I will be hotter. I will be even hotter. Forbes magazine's wanting to do an article on it. Kitchen and Bath. I mean, all these big outlets are wanting to talk about how did I do what I did last year? It's just being great at it. Just being excellent at your picks on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, I should say. And it starts today. My first pick of the season between Wyoming and Akron.
By the way, the guy from Forbes magazine.
Yeah.
So he was asking you to get some gift cards to give him.
Yeah.
That guy was a guy from India ripping you off.
Really?
He wasn't from Forbes magazine.
I don't buy that. I don't buy that at all.
You should buy that.
No.
You already bought the gift cards.
I'm buying that my record will be better than last year. GoPoke says it's going to be the same, he thinks. I don't think so. We might go undefeated this weekend, starting today. You can't win them all if you don't win the first one. I'm not sure. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that, Mike. That's going to be a good game. You think? Or does Georgia Tech blow them out?
I think Georgia Tech wins by 2 scores.
Really?
But it's something like 10 and not 19.
That's interesting.
So it's going to be 2 scores, but it's going to be a lot closer than, you know, people think. There might be like a late field goal just to make it look worse than it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, go Pokes. He's referencing one of the poll questions today from the Good Morning NoCo. What house would I be in Harry Potter? This is of no interest to you. Even though you're the nerdiest person I've ever met in my life, you don't like Harry Potter.
I never got into Harry Potter.
It's pretty good.
I was a little old when that came out.
I was a little old when I started watching it. I think it's great. The movies are phenomenal.
I mean, they're not bad.
Well, they get better as they go. I mean,
no,
the last
one was terrible.
What?
They just yell at each other the entire time.
Those were the best ones.
As soon as they put on like the Necklace of Doom, for some reason, they just start yelling at each other, and I got tired of the teenage
drama. It messes with
them
because it's a Horcrux thingy, and it corrupts their soul, Mike. You got to pay attention to the storyline.
So kill it with a hammer or some magic. Abracadabra doobie.
How was that?
Abracadabra doobie.
I wish you'd never do that again.
I think that's the spell to kill the Corcoran.
Dude, I could do like a whole 3 hours on Harry Potter. I mean, I could do that like crazy. He says, you have to be kidding me. Michael is not into Harry Potter. Yeah, that's the biggest shock because you love all the other crap. His Star Trek and dead hot tub machine or whatever that is. And
that one was all right.
Deadpool?
Hot tub time machine?
No.
I mean, it had its moments.
You're into all that stuff. It is a surprise to me.
I was bothered that they made the Broncos lose. Hot tub time machine.
Oh, really? What game did they make them lose?
So they made them lose the drive because the squirrel, like they changed time and like the squirrel just ran all the way to, I don't remember exactly what it was. It got to Cleveland or something.
I don't remember. I didn't like that movie.
Like tripped Mark Jackson.
They made a second movie of that, didn't they?
Yeah, they made a sequel and I don't know why they did.
Yeah, I didn't. I wasn't vibing on that. I didn't enjoy it.
It had its moments, but for the most part, it was there.
Yeah. Coming up, we got Kevin Lytle joining us at the bottom of the hour today.
What is he buying or selling?
I'm going to ask him if he's buying or selling Colorado State to cover against Washington. I'm going to see what he thinks on that. You don't think they're going to cover? Seriously? Just take your fanboy shirt off that you have. Can't believe you wore that when Lindsay Oates was in studio today.
You didn't tell me she'd be in studio.
Well, you didn't show up to work yesterday. It was half day for you, apparently.
Just decided it was a zero day for me.
Decided you didn't want to come to work.
I mean, I did log into the computer a couple times.
Eastside Chris says, I'm with Micah, Georgia Tech by 10.
I agree. That's a good call.
I don't know yet. I don't know. The only one I have ready for picks is Wyoming and Akron.
And why do you have that ready for picks?
Because they play on Thursday at 5.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's
Thursday. It's almost as if it's a Thursday night special.
4 hours away. Do you want to do the Thursday night special coming up next?
Actually, why don't we do the Thursday night special coming up next?
Okay. And I'll give you the pick of a century. I'll give you my lock. We're going to start the season.
Your Drew lock?
We're going to start the season 1-0. And we're going to be feeling really good about the rest of the weekend. It's going to be fantastic. I hope you're ready for it.
So how about this? What if you give me your lock, and then if I disagree, I pick that lock, and if I win, you buy me lunch. Why? And if I lose, you buy me lunch.
Why are you? I don't understand who you are sometimes. The things that you say are very confusing to my mind.
You just don't like my puns. My glorious puns.
You did one on Coach Speak this morning, and I just rolled my eyes. I'm sure you could probably hear me rolling my eyes. I don't remember what it was. Something about Steel?
Yeah, Coach Steel.
Yeah.
They're gonna steal one tonight.
You don't even put any thought process into these anymore, man. You're just getting lazy with them.
I mean, I've made that joke before.
And you call that a joke?
Like, I hope he's not a Steelers fan.
You're proud of that work? You're proud of what you put into that?
Oh, that one, no.
Mm-hmm. 15 minutes after the hour. Okay. Thursday night special is typically reserved for the NFL. But because we don't have NFL tonight, and we do have a game that I care about tonight, we are going to do the Thursday night special, kind of. What's it? I don't even know what you're going to do for it. Brian's going to be singing some stuff, but not for this, apparently. But for next week, we'll be ready to go. Next Thursday. It's the start of the NFL season. 16 after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Is this the year the UNC Bears turn it around? Find the Football 52 podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or 1310kfka.com.
It's Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Colorado Rockies and formerly voice of the UNC Bears, and you're listening to The Whole Show.
First edition of the Thursday Night Special question. Does this count as a Thursday Night Special victory if I get this? This doesn't count in the NFL. This just goes on to the picks. Okay. Just wanted to get your thought on that, Mike. Well, today, less than 4 hours away, the Wyoming Cowboys kick off their season against the Akron Zips. Akron. What do we know about Akron? Last year, they won 4 games. Finley, the quarterback for this team, I mean, they had some decent games overall. Not bad, anyway. But they had a lot of blowouts. I mean, they played Ohio State to start the season last year. They lost 52-6. No surprise. Then they played Rutgers, and they lost 49-17. They beat Colgate 31-20, but then right back at it against South Carolina 50-7. I mean, these were blowout 30-10 against Ohio. Started to get more competitive as the season rolled on. They Bowling Green 27-20 loss, 34-24 loss to Western Michigan, 25-21 win over Eastern Michigan. This is all about, hey, listen, I like what Cody said. It sounds cliche. But this is all about Wyoming. No pick six to start the game like last year. You can't do it. Caden Anderson starting from the get-go this year. Svoboda is now a tight end number two for the Cowboys, but behind who I believe is going to be the next big thing when we're talking tight ends in John Michael Gillenborg. I mean, that's just a tight end name, isn't it? Good text. Did they brush Colgate aside from the 970? You're rubbing off on people. I don't like it. That's not good. What are you doing to the show, Mike?
Improving it.
I'm thinking John Michael Gillenborg is going to go off tonight. But don't sleep on the receivers. Chris Durr Jr., Jalen Sargent. They should have a pretty damn good offensive line. A couple returners. Now, I like the Cowboys to win the game. Do they cover 5.5. What do the wise guys know? Because at the beginning of the week, this was at 7.5 on Monday. And now it's at 5.5. What changed? I always ask. People will tell you the betting numbers and all that stuff come in. But I like the Cowboys to win. The question is, do they cover 5.5? And Michael, this is a no-brainer for me. Easiest pick of the year. Guarantee the Wyoming Cowboys not only win, they are going to boat race the Akron Zips tonight. They are going to easily cover the 5.5. You are welcome.
What do you ever ask? Why I live in Wyoming?
The boat is going to take it himself. Pushing, stretching, he's in. Touchdown, Cowboys.
Fires.
Caught. Stevenson, touchdown.
Michael Hughes, 47 yards. Special teams play for the Cowboys. It's Wyoming with a touchdown.
Throwing, catch made for the end zone, and in for the touchdown is Krister.
Krister. Gonna get it done.
What do you ever ask? Why I live in Wyoming?
Why?
That's why.
That's what Cowboys fans will tell you. That's why they live in Wyoming. That's why they do it. They work hard. They play harder, and they hope that their football team's going to play hard this year because they need it. I'm a fan. Jay Sauvell told us last year this is going to be a lot like what you've seen, only better. We're going to throw it. First play of the game or of the season last year against Arizona State, and Evan Svoboda throws a pick six, and that was a wrap on the 2024 campaign. I mean, it all went downhill from there. This is a new team. And the fact that John Michael Gillenborg, get used to me saying it, the fact that he stayed with Wyoming, that guy could have played anywhere. I think he's going to be a top tight end. I think he's going to be drafted next year. I think he's going to be at least a third round pick. The fact that he stayed in Wyoming, what does he know? The wise guys know stuff, but he knows something. He's staying in Wyoming. And I think it's going to be a phenomenal year for John Michael Gillenborg. Caden Anderson, no stranger to the big lights, as Cody talked to us about. This guy gets it. This is how you start to build. You got to take care of the teams that you're supposed to beat. And that is a team in Akron that you are supposed to beat. They lost a lot of guys. What was it, 18-plus? I mean, they were decimated through the transfer portal. So I don't know a lot about Akron, but I know a little bit about Wyoming, and I think the Cowboys absolutely. And I like the over, too. I do. It's 47.5. I think Wyoming could get close to 30. I think they could do it. And then suddenly things are going to get a little crazy for the Cowboys fans, and they're going to be 1-0 after tonight. That game's coming up in about 3.5 hours. Looking forward to it. 28 minutes after the hour. Switching gears. We just talked Wyoming. We're going to talk Colorado State Rams. Kevin Lytle will be in studio with us at the bottom of the hour. And then we're going to talk, then we're going to get to Rams Weekly, presented by State Farm Insurance, Miranda Simpson. And that'll be at 2 o'clock. I want those Rams texts coming in. I want to know. I want the hype train getting going here. Tell me how Colorado State's going to beat Washington, how they're going to cover even. Like, not just beat them, maybe they actually, first, they don't beat them, but they cover 22.5 now? That line is moving in a bad direction, so we'll get to that coming up. Kevin Lytle joining me coming up next, but first, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling, like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, and you're listening to The Whole Show on KFK.
Just 33 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, it is Thursday, which means not only my visit with Kevin Lytle here on the whole show, but the return of Rams Weekly, presented by State Farm Insurance, Miranda Simpson. That's coming up at 2 o'clock. We're going live this year, Kevin. I mean,
very excited about that. We kind of dabbled in it.
Yeah,
kind of late spring.
Yeah, I think I lied when I tweeted and said this is the first show.
This is the first
ever,
official, because this is like in official. Season, full go. That was a tester.
Yeah, that was just a test run.
That was the little like appetizer. This is the real deal.
All right, coming up, man. Washington. That's not the same test that they had last year. Again, yeah, move that, because I like to see you.
I want to look at you.
I like to look at you. Yeah. The microphone thing was in front of your face, and it was weird. Yeah. But yeah, last year the Texas matchup certainly much different than Washington. It's not a disrespect to Washington, was it? Two years ago, this team's in the national championship.
Yeah, but a lot has happened in 2 years.
A lot has happened in 2 years. Can you believe this though? So not only did we talk to Jay Norvell today. And knowing who they're playing, we talked to Lindsey Oates, the head volleyball coach for UNC, and they're playing Washington tomorrow night here in
CSU
Greeley.
CSU plays Washington Saturday.
Yeah, they're making the
rounds. Washington week.
And this guy wears his Washington shirt as the coach comes into the studio. How disrespectful is that?
Bet she loved that.
Oh, yeah, you could tell. But I tried to explain, you know, Mike's who he is and all that stuff, and she seemed to kind of
understand. She's a great coach, by the way.
She's excellent.
Has done an amazing job.
She really
and a great
has.
Person. And I was not informed that she was coming in before I put on my wardrobe.
So it's Brady's
morning.
Fault. Yeah, that checks out,
it
too.
Checks out.
That checks out, too.
He wears it every Thursday.
Yeah.
Is that weird
that
I know that?
Well.
I mean, we're around each other a lot. It does get kind of weird. But this matchup with Washington, Kevin, certainly different. You know, I don't remember what the spread was last year between CSU and
Texas.
It's
28-30, I think. It's basically four touchdowns.
Yeah. And that was a weird game. You know, that had me. Listen, I did not expect CSU to certainly did not expect them to beat Texas, but I thought they'd be a little more competitive. I thought, you know, it ultimately ended up being a pretty good year for CSU. I just thought we would see a lot of what we saw in the second half of the season, maybe going up against Texas a little bit more, but that wasn't the case. And that game had me worried after that point, kind of, even just the way Jay Norvell kind of handled the post-game stuff.
Yeah, it's like we said last year, losing in Texas, losing by a lot to Texas, not a big deal, but sort of the meager showing. And then, the explanation after was concerning. And that it ended up, fans don't like hearing this, fans will be mad at me for this, but I think there's a way Norvell, in hindsight, can say, look, it worked. Yeah, we had to take our beating, but we had to change how we played to win more games, and they won more games. But that Texas game was ugly. That was I did not expect CSU to really compete and be close, but I expected them to show something. They showed nothing. Even if with your most green-tinted glasses, I'm not sure what, quote-unquote, bright spot you could have pulled from that game. But Saturday should be and needs to be different in Seattle.
This spread, at least according to ESPN Bet Sportsbook, has Colorado State now as 21.5-point dogs. It's always kind of been hovering around 20 and 21, it seems like. How do you feel about that, looking at that initially?
I think it's fine. That's kind of all summer what I expected to be, about three touchdowns. Part of it's just name. Part of it's, the conference alignments, part of it. Washington doesn't lose at home. They've won 20 straight home games. I believe, I need to fact check this, but I believe that's the second longest home win streak in FBS. Mm. I don't think Washington maybe has the perception as one of the toughest places to play in college football, but I think that might be a little bit of them getting lost in the PNW. It's a really tough place. They've been quite good. Yeah, last year's a down year after a coaching change and all that, but it's a hard place to play. So three touchdown, I think that's fair.
Yeah, well, and I did figure this out. You know, we were talking about the Prince thing. Obviously, CSU's been playing Purple Rain a lot out there. And I want to get
Which
into
that. Which you don't like? Oh, man, Brady.
I'm not a big Prince guy. Hmm. Are you a Prince guy?
I'm not fanatical, I would say. But, Purple Rain, I think, is great. I'm, like I say, not fanatical, but enjoy it.
People didn't like the take.
Yeah.
You know, and
well, you have to have one every August. I mean, this is like your thing now.
Well, yeah. CSU's not playing CU.
Yeah, so you just went in on him.
I just decided to go after Prince, apparently. Yeah, you know, rest his soul and all that stuff. But Michael helped us out. Like, they run into this song. Is that right, Mike? The diehard Huskies fan that you are?
They have played it before, yeah.
And they run in, or is it just a warm-up thing right before they run in. And they do purple rain.
I think I'm not there, so I'm usually kind of like watching the pregame, and then they've got the purple rain on the screen.
Say what you will about purple rain. It's not really a pump-up song, though.
No, it's not like a Metallica intro type thing.
Yeah.
But you could see how I'm not going to tell Washington how to do their thing. I'm going to get to see how they do it. But just imagine a Saturday night, rainy game. You drop the lights, put a purple tint on, the rain's hitting, play that, and then you kick into your team intro stuff. That could be cool.
You have the Husky dog guys.
It could be cool. It's very loud there from all we hear, and that's what we were seeing at practice,
so
Kevin.
Mike always wants me to get more soccer talk into the show,
absolutely.
So I'm going to
do that. How dare you?
I'm going to do that right now. The stadium, if you've seen it, has sort of the European soccer effect on each side. It has the partial roof over it to obviously cover a lot of the fans from frequent rain. And so what that means, obviously, is the sound just goes up, hits the roof, comes back down, and it just reverberates. I've some folks at CSU who have experienced it or talked to other coaches that have experienced it say when going toward the end that's enclosed, because it's sort of a horseshoe effect, the enclosed end, very difficult. A little easier when you're going toward the bay side because it's open and so the noise isn't quite as drastic, but it should be a pretty good atmosphere. Now, I am curious about the crowd. I mean, some folks have pointed out on social media there's some really cheap tickets on StubHub or whatever, so I don't know if that means it's maybe a little lesser crowd or what. So I'm intrigued at that. But it holds just over 70,000, which is basically it's double canvas.
At practice, we had the big speaker. They had the big speaker out there too, and they're playing the crowd noise, and it was loud, Kevin. I don't recall a lot of times seeing the Rams do that at practice, is blaring that thing. But they were they're preparing for a very loud crowd.
They've definitely done a lot of those different things. They had like a pseudo mock game last Saturday where again they played big crowd noise in Canvas Stadium. Those are partial effects. I don't know if it changed everything, but to be fair, like you say, we were standing on the field when they were blasting that, and there's the field. Then the defense lined up, then the speaker, and we were on the other side. I remember at one point, Tyson Summers doing the two claps and Ric Flair, and we couldn't hear it.
Mm.
And we were 30 feet away. So, I mean, it was creating noise, so I at least got some type of experience. But they also played Eyes of Texas for two straight weeks last year.
I remember that.
That didn't really help.
Yeah. Mike, what were you going to add there, buddy? I'm sorry to ignore you, but...
Well, I was going to say that you were right about the Huskies' win streak, but the number one is 32 by Georgia.
Okay, yep.
Home win streak.
That checks out.
Your trivia.
Georgia, obviously, they never play an important non-conference game at home. I mean, they just... I don't like SEC scheduling.
I
get the conference is tough, but
maybe that'll change.
A lot of times, I don't know who Georgia has this year. I should look before I... drag them, but feels like teams like that tend to play Stony Brook in non-conference.
Yeah, I could look at that too real quick.
But Washington wins at home is the bottom line. So it's a really hard test. It's nothing like Texas last year, but it is a very difficult game.
So, and we see that, like, this Rams team, they're playing this game, even though we're not in the inner workings of Jay Norvell and stuff, but I think it's fair to say if you were to pick his brain at the beginning of that Texas game, his brain would say, yeah, we're not winning this game.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, obviously there are things you have to say as a coach, but they're also realistic. I mean, everyone on that team knew going to Texas what that was. I do sense a different vibe. I think this team feels they can compete with Washington, like truly feels it, not just says it. And I think we need to see that in the game plan. If CSU comes out and is as meager and meek as last year at Texas, I'll be really alarmed, to be frank. You can't sit here and say, we're better. On paper, we look similar to Washington, blah, blah, blah. And then, go get your brains beat in after. Be like, well, it was pretty scary. We just had to be careful.
Yeah, and that would be tough. Because, again, with Texas, you can kind of understand that. Washington, while respectable, not a ranked team. Not one of the juggernauts this year. And so to take that approach would be pretty defeating.
Yeah.
And Rams fans, would have a difficult time accepting that this year, even more so than last year.
I think CSU fans can accept a loss in a lot of ways at Washington, but it needs to look different than Texas did.
Kevin Lytle joining us in studio in the Aloe Fiber Studios. We got Rams Weekly coming up next, and we'll get into some of the details, you know, really pinpoint, you know, what the depth chart looks like for CSU. I saw their two-man deep depth chart came out. And then Washington and what that looks like. They got a stud running back there in Jonah Coleman. So we'll get into some of the minor details there. But I wanted to spend some time with you, Kevin, talking about, we saw the email about the game day stuff that CSU is doing. And these are all the things that you want to see a program like this try to do, is to build up game day. That way, even if you do have a weird season, whatever, it's still an event to go to. And you have just seen that from John Weber and Amy Parsons. Like, and John, saw him out at practice the other day. He just has a no-nonsense approach to him, it seems like.
Yeah, no, they're definitely put a lot of effort in. Scott Sidwell, too. He comes from Penn State, where obviously game day is crazy out there. And, yeah, they want to make a big deal. I think they made really big strides with that last year. And to the credit, students and the general pop played their role, too. I mean, student crowds have been really good. I think they were more engaged and stayed longer last year than before. There are a lot of different things that go into it. But, yeah, I appreciate they keep tweaking and trying different things. I don't think all of them came off, but they're trying, you know, the battering ram. I love the idea. It didn't quite work, so they're moving away from that, doing some different stuff. The thunder drum, I think they called it, which I got a little preview of last week. It could be cool. The train horn, I'm personally a fan of. That's back, and sounds like they'll have a ceremonial train horn starter or whatever, which you see some teams do, mm-hmm. like the who am I thinking of? The Vikings have their horn or whatever, sure. where they always have a you know, kind of a quote-unquote celeb do it. So that could be fun. I mean, you could see how September 6th, obviously, they have some of those legends come back. Like, if Bradley Van Pelt is rocking that thing, that's going to get the crowd juice. So some fun ideas in there.
So the battering ram, that's not going to be a thing this year?
Not on the field. It'll be part of the tailgate somewhere, I think, in that Ram Town or whatever. But like I say, it was one of those. I like the idea, the execution, you know, because it was basically opening the doors the wrong way. Like, it would have been cool if the battering ram led the team on the field, but instead it, like, battered into the team.
And then they came out.
And it's cool, like, you know, a CSU group created that, like, is from one of the engineering labs.
Oh, it's really cool.
So that was really cool. But, yeah, just execution, maybe not.
But that's
not ideal, but that's fine. Like, I just appreciate trying stuff. I try and not make this the rip on Joe Parker hour, but spent a long time of him basically just sitting on his hands saying, can't do anything, can't change anything, it is what it is. And they're trying stuff, and a lot of it comes off well, and even the stuff that doesn't, they say, okay, well, we tried it, let's try something different. You have to make those efforts, and they are, and I think you've seen a fan response to it.
Yeah, I think just being able to try, because you're going to fail. All these big programs, too, they probably come up with little neat ideas in the game, and then they just don't, the execution's not there, and they do away with it, but you don't know if you don't try, and you're not going to get better if you don't try.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I say, a lot of different things. I mean, they're cheap student concessions in the fourth quarter. Does that keep all 10,000 students staying late? No. But does it keep some? Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, it's an effort. Like, you're trying. Again, you got to do stuff. Like, especially in this day of college athletics, the answer can never be, let's just keep doing the same thing.
Yeah.
That just cannot be. And they're not.
Yeah. Coming up, we'll wrap up the show with Kevin, and then we got Rams Weekly. We'll look at the matchups here, get his thoughts on who he thinks is going to stick out in this game against Washington, and what are the realistic chances that not only does CSU cover that 21-point spread, they might be able to pull off a big-time upset for this Rams team. So we'll talk about that coming up next. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
It's University Bulldogs Day. Learn more about Bulldogs football tonight at 5. Brought to you by Steamway Floor to Ceiling.
Ram fans, this is Ali Farokmanesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University. And you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to
today on this 28th day of August. Every time Kevin's in studio or talking to us, we learn quite a bit. So this last half hour, I'd say we learned a few things.
That's good.
What have you learned today?
What have I learned today? That's going to be tricky to find the Big Ten Network.
Yeah.
So I wrote up a how to watch, so I'll have hopefully some of those answers for folks, but it's, yeah.
Don't make it complicated.
It's a little buried. It's a little buried, not to mention 9 p.m. Mountain Time stars, so.
Don't enjoy that kind of stuff. If you make it complicated for me, I go away. I find a different game. I find something else.
Big Ten Network is deep in the netherworld.
In Rams Weekly today, we got to talk about the CW contract, too.
Yeah.
That's good news.
Yeah. It's really good news, honestly. I know it's not the name maybe some people want. I think it's really good.
Do you think the CW is going to keep doing more and more sports side and become maybe a sports
network? They've added a lot more. I think they're doing some like PBR, I believe some NASCAR maybe type stuff. I need to look at their full programming. But yeah, they've added a lot more. They're clearly trending towards sports and away from, I don't know what you would call their prior programming. Charmed.
Yeah, Charmed sure. is on there. And
But yeah, they're trending towards sports. We'll talk more about it in Rams Weekly. But yeah, it's a good deal.
Yeah, I want to get into that. What's next? Because we're still waiting on like an ESPN deal, TNT.
Yeah, there will be at least one, if not two more parts of this media rights deal.
And we'll get into some of that too, like the future of the Pac-12 and what that looks like. Because I think, I said this to Jay Norvell today, I said, this feels like the most important season ever for CSU football.
It's up there. I mean, there are different, I guess, evaluations for that. And obviously, different eras of college football. Like, again, we can talk more about this maybe, too. You know, people love referencing back Sonny Lubick for obvious reasons. But that was totally different, too. I mean, those mid-90s teams were fighting totally different battles than this team is. I don't mean on the field. I mean just, like, the scope of college athletics.
Yeah, well, it'll be fascinating to see how it all goes down. And coming up next, we got Rams Weekly. So, Rams fans, buckle up. We're going to get into the details of what this season is going to look like. The first edition of Rams Weekly for the 2025 football season. Kevin Lytle sticking around with us, and we'll get to that one coming up next. All right, that'll do it for us here on the whole show. So good night, Northern Colorado, but not for long. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.